This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining our team at 9:45 will be Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice for the Washington Capitals. You don't want to miss him. That's coming up in just about 45 minutes. So we wanted to get back into the Commanders, more the side of what are their current odds to be Super Bowl champions after the 2025 season and have the moves that they've made, primarily trading for Laremy Tunsil, how have they impacted the odds going forward
The Commanders so
in
early.
The next season?
It's early. I don't even want to get worked up about
Last week, according to BetMGM, the odds for the Commanders to win the Super Bowl were 20-1. They're now down to 18-1.
Okay.
A week later.
All right.
And that's a little bit of movement.
A little marginal movement.
And your current favorite, no surprise, the Philadelphia Eagles at 6.5-1. The Ravens are 7-1, followed by the Chiefs at 7.5-1.
All right, let's focus on the Eagles. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. The way I look at it is the Commanders have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us here would agree. EB, did the Commanders get better?
I think so. I mean,
did they get better?
Roster, yes, but they definitely.
Yes, of course, it's incomplete roster. Because but we think they've gotten better.
They're still doing work in free agency, and the draft is a month and a half away. So they're going to add many more significant pieces.
There's no guarantee they may end up being bust, but they brought in Deebo Samuel and they brought in Laremy Tunsil. They got better. And the Eagles are getting worse, at least on paper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they lost Josh Sweat, who was a top defensive lineman, edge rusher.
Yep.
They also lost your guy, Milton Williams.
He signed a massive deal with the Patriots, $26 million per season.
So they lost two key guys on the defensive line. Darius Slay, they had to release, starting cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently negotiating with the Steelers right now. There was a chance that he'd come back to Philadelphia on a lower salary. I think he's done that in the past. But those are three key defensive players that the Philadelphia Eagles lost. Now, they re-signed and extended Saquon Barkley, gave him big money. They were able to bring back Zach Bond. But and this is what happens to the team. Like, and this might ultimately happen to the Commanders down the road. You know, the difference between the Commanders and Eagles, there are many, but they had 8 Pro Bowlers, 9 Pro Bowlers, whatever it was. They were a team that, you know, was very talented compared to an under-talented Commander squad. So the Commanders have been adding talent, but that's pricey. Meanwhile, the Eagles had all this talent, and they have to make decisions.
But they also,
decisions, they're losing guys.
And we're obviously confident here in what Adam Peters does, running the show here in Washington. If you're an Eagles fan, you love that Howie Roseman is calling the shots because he's been pretty masterful as far as free agent signings, building through the draft, and turning that team into a perennial Super Bowl contender. So with all those losses, and they're going to hurt, Howie Roseman's going to restock. He's going to find the next Bond or Milton Williams. He's going to find those guys in the draft, and I'm going to guess guys that he's plucking in free agency as well. So even though their cupboard is getting more bare, I feel like he's going to restock it. He knows what he's doing. You know, Howie Roseman is one of the best, if not the best, general managers in the game.
Yeah, but I like the fact that three of their key contributors, you know, Josh Sweat, impact player in the playoffs, not on their roster anymore. Darius Slay, starting corner, really good player. Now, he's a little older, but not on their squad anymore. And then your guy, Milton Williams, not on their squad. And then you look at kind of their additions and subtractions. All right. You know who they brought all along, EB? They signed Nick Gates.
Oh, they did? Wow. Man, he was dreadful under the Ron regime.
Was brutal here. I can't even believe he's still in the league. What did he play for last year?
What, didn't he go back to the Giants? I thought he went to the Giants. I'd have to look at his career, game logs.
I thought he was so bad he was out
of
football.
So, look, you can say Howie Roseman is great, and he has been. But he's not infallible.
No,
he's not perfect.
Of course not.
So they've had to make probably tough decisions because they had to pay, or they felt they had to pay, Saquon Barkley. And, you know, they have had to make some moves.
Here's what I don't understand.
But you're losing three contributors. To me, that's the way I look at it. So I do think the Commanders got better. I don't know how much. All right, I don't know how much better they are personnel-wise. I do think they're better. But I do think that the Eagles are coming back to the pack a little
bit. Tell me which of these teams doesn't belong in this list. We talked about the Eagles. They're 6.5-1. The Ravens, 7-1. The Chiefs, 7.5-1. The Bills are at 8-1. The Lions, 9-1. The San Francisco 49ers are 16-1 to win the Super Bowl. Better odds than the Commanders? Why? Why would you have the Niners as a...
Maybe assume you'll have a healthy McCaffrey. I don't know.
I mean, they lose Deebo Samuel. They look like they want to trade away Brandon Ayuk if there are any takers. They're cutting guys left and right. That, I don't understand why they have better odds to win the Super Bowl than the Commanders.
Well, what was their record this year? Maybe their schedule will be a little bit easier.
Schedule should be easier, but I mean, they...
Like, I think we're going to struggle because our schedule's more difficult. Though I think we're going to be better on paper.
Maybe that's part of it, but you know what that is? That's disrespect. That's disrespect to the Commanders, in my opinion.
I don't think we're likely to win a Super Bowl next year.
Well, I don't think any team is likely.
Neither is BetMGM from these odds.
Like, truthfully, no team is likely to win a Super Bowl.
But if I had to bet right now.
But they're amongst the contenders.
If I had to bet right now, who's going to make a deeper run in the playoffs?
Heater.
If you had to bet right now, who would make a deeper run in the playoffs, the Commanders or the Niners? I would bet the Commanders.
I think I would.
I'd bet that right now.
I think I would.
With confidence.
I think I would. But I just want to make sure that we get to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Sure.
I'm still like a little bit in denial that we're back to where we used to be.
I'm not writing off the 49ers. I mean, they had some injuries last year. Their offense is fine. They haven't really lost anything. Deebo is going to be replaced by Ricky Pearsall. And they have Juwan Jennings and Ayuk. That's a that's a great – with McCaffrey.
And Kittle.
That's a great offense. Their offensive line, solid. They got to draft some guys on defensive line. 49ers, I am not. I am definitely not.
I can't rely on
them. No, they're going to face a softer schedule, too.
I can't just forecast Christian McCaffrey to be back to the Christian McCaffrey of 5 years ago. I feel like he...
2 years ago. A year ago.
Smashed into the wall. Health-wise.
Maybe.
Okay, so back to the Eagles. You don't think they're going to be a different team? All right, I actually just punched this up because it's a more complete list.
Who did they add,
from
though?
Philly Insider. They really haven't had anybody significant. Now, they re-signed Barkley and they re-signed Bond. Those were their big moves. They had to give Bond $51 million and gave Barkley even more. They did trade Kenny Pickett, got a fifth-round pick.
Hold on. That's supposed to move the needle for me?
No.
Kenny Pickett?
No, I'm just saying they acquired a pick. Okay. So they added a pick. They released cornerback Darius Slay, contributor. Released James Bradbury, safety. And then, Nick Gates was released. So they didn't add him. They released him. And then they also, these are guys who signed with other teams. Mm-hmm. Cornerback Isaiah Rogers,
right.
Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and a linebacker, Oren Burks. I mean, they're losing a lot of players.
Yeah, but I have faith that Roseman and his staff are going to replenish those players with guys that will develop into the level of the players that they just lost.
So you don't think that they're going to take a hit?
I mean, maybe a slight hit, but not. I don't see them taking a major step backwards in 2025.
You just need a slight hit would be helpful.
Would certainly help.
Yeah.
What else would help is not letting Saquon Barkley rush for 135 or 140 yards against you every single game.
Look,
that
I
would
think,
certainly help.
I think Howie Roseman is excellent, but it's much like with Adam Peters. These guys make mistakes all the time.
Right.
I mean, you go back just a couple years ago, 2020 draft. Mm-hmm. You know who he drafted at 21?
I know who he drafted. He drafted Jalen Reagor ahead of Justin Jefferson.
There you go.
It's an inexact science.
Right.
Yeah, guys.
I know, but you're like, I've got faith that he's just going to replenish these guys. They may take a step back.
They could. What, do they take a step back to winning just like 11 games?
Well, just be don't be as dominant.
You know how,
don't be
exactly. You know how frustrating it must be when you draft Justin Jefferson,
yeah.
Best receiver in football, arguably. Maybe you say Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Maybe you could make an argument for a couple guys, right? And he drafted Jalen Reagor.
Well, it would haunt me every night that I tried to lay my head on my pillow. I would say, that was a spectacular miss. But these guys have to be able to process that, or else it would drive them crazy. They'd have to quit their jobs.
Right.
Now, his last several picks seem to be big-time hits. Just first-rounders. Devontae Smith.
Yep, that's
Jordan
it.
Davis.
Yep.
Jalen Carter.
Hit.
Nolan Smith. Quinyon Mitchell.
All hits.
And then he got Cooper Gene.
Hit. That was, by the way, that was facilitated by, I believe, by the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Commanders pick that they used to get Cooper DeGene.
All that said, I do believe the Eagles are coming back to the pack a little bit based on some of the personnel losses.
But Adam Peters did win the Jahan Dotson deal. Sorry, Howie Roseman. Peters got the better of you there.
You don't think Jahan's going to blossom next year?
No.
And finally, yeah. And
Probably not. Are A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith going anywhere? Because if they aren't, then he's not blossoming.
Right.
Pretty tough to blossom, especially when Saquon gets his touches.
I think we're just in a position where, I mean, when the Eagles are hitting on all strides or whatever, they're pretty dominant.
Right.
So we need to take any hit that we can and build off it.
But back to the question, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I would say they are closer to the Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
because I think they're better. I focused on the Eagles. The team that I worry about is the Lions, because the Lions, I know that you smashed them
right.
in the playoffs. Jared Goff threw three interceptions.
In their house, by the way.
In their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great win. And in that particular game, the Commanders look like a far better team than the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
But that team had the best record in the regular season. They lost Aiden Hutchinson on defense. He'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean, Hutchinson had, didn't he have like, wasn't he the sack leader like halfway through the season and he had missed half the games?
Here's why I'm not as scared of the Lions as you're hyping them up. Because the Commanders have Jaden Daniels and they've got Jared Goff. Advantage, Commanders.
I'm kind of with you.
And they lost both coordinators.
Push comes to
head coaching jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it always comes down to who has the better quarterback. The Commanders have the better quarterback.
Yeah, but they have a loaded offense.
They do. But who has the better quarterback?
Now, we'll see how important Ben Johnson is that offense. Like, we talk about the Commanders' offense averaging 28.5 points per game.
Yeah.
I think they average 4 or 5 more points per game than the Commanders.
No, they're very
the
good.
The Lions.
I mean, Valdez is giving me a serious side eye about me just hyping up Jaden over Jared Goff.
No. The Super Bowl didn't have the best quarterbacks in the league. And then you just said it's always.
I agree.
I know. Then you said it's always about who has the better quarterback.
But in matchups,
I think pretty good quarterbacks.
I think
what
he. I know, but I'm saying.
I think he's saying that relative to matchups. In other words, Jaden better than Jared. I think that's what you were saying. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
I mean, it was Jalen Hurts against Mahomes, right?
That is correct.
I think those are pretty good quarterbacks.
I know, but Cake says that's all that matters.
Well, it's a huge factor. You would disagree.
No, it's not the be all end all factor.
It's the biggest factor.
But don't you think the Lions are going to be good? Like we yes. debated San Francisco. The Eagles, look, they're the number one team you got to take out. They're in your division. They just won the Super Bowl. But there are other teams that are really good in the NFC that Washington's going to have to contend with.
That's true. I just think it's too simplistic to think, well, the Commanders are better than the Lions because Jaden's better than Jared Goff. I think that's just I think that's too lowest common denominator to think about.
But
that's all.
We all know the importance of having a top quarterback in 2025.
Yeah. Cakes also has an inherent anti-Dan Campbell bias, although he's kind of come around on him. Campbell's a dope.
I've realized my buffoonery of looking at both Campbell and Sirianni at their first pressers. Right. Like, these guys have no prayer of being successful.
They've
been pretty successful.
I didn't pay particular attention other than re-signing their own guy, like in Ronnie Stanley. What did the Ravens do? Anything of note yesterday? I honestly didn't notice anything.
They just re-signed Ronnie. That's
basically all they've done.
Pretty quiet.
That was to be expected.
I know everyone wanted to, and especially for the price that they got him for.
You mean Stanley?
Yes.
Yeah, no, of course. I get that. But I'm just saying, what is your biggest need?
Their biggest need was probably re-signing Ronnie Stanley, and then they probably need some help in the secondary, especially
sign some guys today.
What's shocking, I saw this stat and I couldn't believe it. This is from @ConnorNFLDraft. The Cowboys haven't signed a free agent over $6 million per year in free agency since Greg Hardy in 2015. The salary cap has gone up $136 million since then. What is Jerry Jones doing? Look, I understand that free agency is not the be-all, end-all. You're just trying to, like, shore up your weaknesses. You shouldn't spend all of your money in free agency, but you got to spend some of it. Like, what is he doing? He's just sitting on the sidelines while everybody else is signing guys in free agency.
We gave Dak so much money.
He gives his own guys so much money.
Maybe. Hey, he gave Dak so much money. Maybe they don't have any money left.
It just seems like they're not even participating.
You mentioned the Cowboys. Did you see the ex-Cowboy that is coming to visit Commander's Park?
I saw Michael Gallup.
I feel weird about that one. It's like...
He suffered, a pretty bad ACL injury, and he didn't seem to ever fully come back from it.
And he's out of football last year.
Maybe he's fully healed.
Look, I don't think that's anything to get excited about.
I wouldn't expect a lot.
Yeah, but that's your Deami Brown replacement, like, probably cheaper.
If they sign him.
I'd rather have Deami.
If they sign him.
But cheaper.
He's going to be like the fifth or sixth wideout.
Yeah.
Because I expect them to re-sign Noah Brown to a reasonable deal in the next day or so with Deami departing.
I'm not convinced on that.
What, Noah Brown?
I don't know why you think. Because if I'm Adam Peters, all right, Noah Brown, when he was on the field, was productive, but he's not special.
Oh, I don't think he's like, special, but...
I'm going to do with Noah Brown, much like I did with Dante Fowler Jr.
Not every player has to be special.
No, you're right.
You got to have role
But my
players.
Point is, I'm going to give an offer, which I'm comfortable with, and if Noah doesn't want it, go find another job.
Am I willing to bet $5 on Noah Brown re-signing with the Commanders? Sure, I'll run it back. If you want to wager it,
sure.
$5,
I'll
Noah
say
Brown signs.
Noah Brown doesn't return.
Why?
I might be proven wrong.
Why
just
do
like
you think? Because you think he'll get more somewhere
first
else?
First of all, to me, it's a signal that they're bringing in Michael Gallup. Doesn't mean that they're going to sign Michael Gallup, but
why does that
it's
do
telling
with Noah
me,
Brown?
Because right now they've got three receivers under contract, right?
Yeah.
So they're looking basically
to bring... They've got McCaffrey.
Okay, four. So they're looking to bring in a couple more, but they may not value the guys they had. And let's see what happens with Gallup.
They definitely valued Noah Brown.
They might value OZ over him.
I think Noah Brown
They definitely
Brown
value OZ, too.
You can't just keep bringing them all back.
Brown was effective when he was on the field. Now, he got dinged up and missed some games, but he was...
Here's the
he was
I'm comfortable with that $5
Here's the thing
bet.
About yeah. Brown. Supposedly, he was like a serious issue with like his kidney or liver. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Whatever got hurt, he was in bad shape.
He was banged up.
So that could be the factor with Noah Brown. He might not be healthy enough to play.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes.
Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know the details, but I heard a guy who knows more than me mention that. He was in bad shape.
Finally found it. Here we go.
Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
Very good.
In other words, somebody that covers the team.
Yes, somebody that's plugged in. All right, when we come back,
yeah, because somebody that knows more than you, that's pretty expansive.
Understood. We'll do could be 100 million people.
But what EB does know a lot about, the entertainment world.
Right.
He's going to do the entertainment page next. And don't forget Joe Beninati, who calls Caps games to play-by-play voice on Monumental Sports. He'll join us at 9:45.